This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, because, you know, you might be able to watch live. I don't know. This thing never really works the way it's supposed to. Facebook, you got to get your act together, man. I didn't do this before. I had less stress. Now, what was that movie where the guy had the watch on, and every time his blood pressure went up a certain point, it just started beeping and going off and bells and whistles? And yeah, I need one of those. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And like I said, I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What did I want to do? I just pulled it up a second ago. Oh yeah, that one there. It's always fun. The left always has this argument with us about wage. Sorry, about wages. But what they never tell you, I've had this argument before, where if you look at who Pelosi has. Okay, look at what Pelosi, what she pays her women compared to men. So you want to talk about wage disparagement in wages, it's there. Let me tell you what, for her especially. Okay, another I made up another one, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
That's all right. They'll look it up. They'll figure it out eventually. But the thing that irritates me is now they talk about, you know, minimum wage and who's paying who what and who's doing what to who. And frankly, it just irritates me to no end because somebody's buying into it. All right? Somebody's buying this or else it wouldn't work. So, Tim Kaine, Virginia's junior senator and perhaps Hillary Clinton's running mate, he's expressed his disappointment over Washington's failure to raise the minimum wage last year. He sponsored legislation to raise the federal minimum wage to $12 an hour. Okay? Now, Bobby Scott, Virginia's 3rd District Representative, supports the idea. Now, Virginia Rep. Jerry Connolly, another Dem, also wants a wage to wants to raise the wage. Hey, you try doing this. So does Virginia's 3rd Democratic Congressman, Don Beyer, and so does President Obama. And that's no surprise, because it's rare, or it's a rare Democrat who doesn't want to raise the wage. Now, Republicans aren't on board, though, so legislation to do so has kind of hung out, as the Catholics call it, purgatory. Really doesn't know where it's going to go. But the Democrats don't have to wait for Republican assent to strike a blow on behalf of the working stiff. They can just start right now by encouraging their colleagues to stop exploiting cheap labor in their own offices. Now, the one thing the Dems do a heck of a lot better than the Republicans do is bring on interns. Because the kids are young, Right? They've been told that the Dems stand for the young, stand for them. Not true, but whatever. Most of the interns in Democratic offices or offices of Democrats, they don't work for minimum wage. They don't get minimum wage. Actually, they don't get paid anything. But Nancy Pelosi has stuck up for this in the past. She has tried to fix this in the past. And what she loves to say continually, what she loves to say is they get credits on their transcripts. They get credits towards a class. Now, if you're in Washington, D.C., because some kids end up going there, you know, they live in big groups to be there to learn how the government works. It's no cheap and easy thing to do. But I guess, you know, Pelosi's from California. In California, you can't have an intern in your business if they help you make any money at all. So if they work on anything, they touch anything in a place that you sell and make money at, it's illegal to hire the intern. You can't have them. Now, there's some stipulations that they have to get full credit for what they're doing. Now, some schools don't have the ability to give an intern full credit because they don't have those classes. It doesn't tie into any curriculum. So I don't, you know, those are the things I just look and go, what happens when they open the door up in those places? Does common sense just fly out the windows? I mean, because some of the people that I know that we've sent to the state legislature or the federal legislature, they lose their minds. They lose every bit of common sense they had when they were locals. Now, New York Times really did a piece recently. Congressional offices hire thousands of interns each year, but pay very few of them. Now, the White House does not pay a single intern. They have 100 of them. But what happened to equal pay for equal work kind of thingy? Anyway, and still more unpaid interns come to work for local nonprofits. The interns either work second jobs to pay their bills, or they come from rich families that can support them. So they work for nonprofits, but they're assigned to the White House. They get bupkis all the way around. Now, despite his support for higher wages, Bayer doesn't pay his interns. Neither does Connolly. Oh, nor does Pelosi. I'm telling you, these guys are reading out of a different dictionary than I am. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Don't go far. We'll finish up some of this hypocrisy on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Please answer the question.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean it. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, paying attention, watching, listening, and sending me emails during the show. Because, you know, I read them all, but not during the show. Anyway, we're talking about the, if you want to get involved in the conversation, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 5563. You can send me an email, you can tweet us, text us, poke us, anything you can do on Facebook, Twitter, any of those things you can do. And you can head over to the website, therealside.com. Got a lot of great writers over there as well. So, apparently the Democrats have a, well, this is nothing new. For most of you, you already know this. The Dems have a double standard for wages and how they pay people. And, you know, I find it interesting that you can go get the statistics online. You can go get the pay scales online. Like, Nancy Pelosi is notorious. Her female employees earned 71% of what her male, with the, their male counterparts in her same office earn. But nobody calls her. Nobody calls her on the cable about on the table about that. Nobody calls her on the carpet about that. And I don't get. And even when you're talking to the Democrats, who are well informed, who have you know, good knowledge on this kind of thing, know how to research these things. Even when you talk to them, they don't accept it. These are numbers out of her office. They're out of the the White House numbers. They don't hear it. So how do you convince somebody, talk with somebody, try to have an intelligent conversation with somebody when they're really not interested in having that intelligent conversation? So after these guys sponsored all this legislation for higher wages, now I'll tell you one of the things that nobody knows. I'll tell you why they don't pay their interns. First of all, they don't have to. That's number one. Number two is they get so much of a budget every year. Every congressman gets a budget for their offices, you know, here and from their home areas. Some of them have to have two and three offices, depending on, you know, how big their areas are. And you look at that and you say, okay, I got X amount of dollars. If I want more money, if I want to pay my chief of staff more money, and a lot of these guys have chief of staffs that run their campaigns as well. It's the only member of their staff that's allowed to mix between the two, mix between the campaign and mix between them, their regular federal job. The only one. Now, I've known some of these guys, and some of them get $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 bonuses for being in their positions. And you have to pay them good money to begin with. So if you don't have to have a whole bunch of little worker bees, you can take that money and give it to your chief of staff. You can give it to your PR person that you have in-house. And that's why they do it. Now, again, the New York Times. This is the New York Times that reported this, not the Real Side Times. They reported that the congressional officers hire thousands, not a couple hundred, thousands of interns each year. And the White House, like I said, they have 100 or a little over 100. They pay none of them. And then these other guys, Bear and Connolly, Pelosi, as a wonderful person. And then you got Harry Reid. All of them, they use interns that they don't pay. And even the Democratic National Congressional Campaign Committee pays its interns. So I don't know why these guys, the same guys that are putting legislation out there, and then they want to blame the Republicans for not signing it and not pushing it through, or not voting on it and pushing it through. It's just a game they play. Kane and Scott both pay some of their interns, but not those who are getting course credit for the work. All right, that's about right. Bernie Sanders, to his credit, pays all his interns $12 an hour, with no exceptions. Well, you know, he was the only guy in the race. Sorry, that some of you are going to throw something at me. He was the only guy in the race, though, for real. That you knew where he stood on everything. Whether you liked it or not, you knew where he stood on everything. And he didn't lie about stuff. Maybe because he's too old to lie about stuff. I don't know. Now, after all, it is an article of the Democratic faith that raising the minimum wage is not just a nice idea, but a moral imperative. You have to do it. It's just, like I said, it's just a joke to me because you never know what they really mean. And every time they say they want to do something, you always have to check their own staff, check their own process, what they're doing, how they're paying. You know, all these eco-freaks, I would love to go, wouldn't you love to take a ride through the garage, the congressional garage, and all these eco-nuts. Let's see, who drives Escalades? Who do you think drives Tahoes? I wonder. I'm just curious. Because I'm sure those things don't get, the wonderful, 39 to 49 miles to the gallon that the electric cars get. Why don't you do that? I'll tell you what, Mr. President, I won't believe that you're serious about climate change when you take your whole Escalade, your Secret Service Escalade force, you turn it into a battery-operated. a Prius. Yeah, that would work. Anyway, so it's more a little, it is, any way you cut it. Let me see, now they pay their workers, even the ones that pay their interns, they pay their workers $7.25 an hour. Right? They don't pay them $10.10, as some of their states do. They don't pay them $12, as some of their states do. Or the $15 an hour that they're pushing for that they want the president to sign into law. No. See, they say they want you to pay $15. They want you to pay $15. But they're only paying $7.25 in most cases. And the other thing I like about this, too. These guys, the proof that they feel that they're totally above the law, there's nothing. I think I didn't do the story tonight. I touched on it, but I didn't do it. You know, the Supreme Court and everybody that works in that building or for the Supreme Court, they do not have to abide by Obamacare. Now, the court made the rest of us do it, but they don't have to. You look that up on your own. And then here's, again, another situation where you have a bunch of legislators that say this is the right thing to do except for us, which is why you need to vote them out. I don't care. Democrat, Republican, you need to vote them out. Get them gone. Now, they'll say that there's reasons and excuses. It depends on how you look at it. Connolly's website notes that an internship provides an excellent opportunity to gain valuable experience. Besides, internships are available expressly for the purpose of furthering education. But that doesn't mean they still don't need gas money to get to work or bus money. And even 15 interns in one apartment need some money to eat off of. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Michael Hausen is going to join me at the bottom of the hour. He should be with us when we return. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Get a snack if you need to. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
I don't know.
No comment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'll take the next break. Hold on.
Okay, cool.
It went away. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That was weird. It's okay, it happens, but that was weird. Michael Hausman joins me, man. Michael Hausman, I got windows that are popping up. Must have been something I said the last hour. Anyway, Michael Hausman joins me, like he does every week. He's our libertarian buddy, and I let him on because I feel bad for him. I know he's really got no basis or foundation for what he believes. I'm hoping to pull him over to our side at some point in time. Michael, thanks for joining me like you do every week. I appreciate the time that you spend with me.
I got something I bet you we can argue about.
That's really hard. All right, go ahead anyway.
Well, I assume that my op-ed earlier this week about Obama's absurd statements at the Dallas Memorial, you probably agreed with that.
Oh, yeah, of course I did.
All right.
Yeah. I should hope so.
Right. I mean, it was not surprising. Well, let me ask you this. Did you watch it?
I watched bits and pieces of it. I did not watch the whole thing, but I went and got the how they put the clips up on YouTube or the different parts of the speech?
Oh, yes, sure.
Yeah, and what I thought was really funny, did you notice a difference in applause for George W. and him?
Yeah. Right? You know what? You know, it's interesting. I will say this about that. Bush's job is to show up as an ex-president, as a notable resident of the Dallas area.
Right.
You gotta acknowledge that Obama's role there was different than Bush's. I watched it live. I watched Bush's speech. I thought it was, well, first of all, it was short, and it was classy and heartfelt. I watched, I don't know, whatever percentage of Obama's speech that was good. I mean, I thought he started out appropriate, meaningful.
Yes, I agree.
Sensitive. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, you know what? I've seen enough. And apparently, right after that, he went on for like another 7 hours, of course.
Yeah.
And as I was, my girlfriend was watching it, and she starts texting me this stuff about the things that he was saying. And I was just like, oh my gosh. I was not surprised, but I couldn't quite believe it. You know what I mean?
Well, he can't control himself. I mean, you know that as well as I do. He believes this stuff so fully, and then it sends the rest of us into a tizzy again, where we're going grabbing numbers of, you know, gun numbers and the real numbers behind gun violence, and nobody wants to hear it. You know, Michael, I was talking about that before you came on. You're trying to converse with a Dem or somebody on the left, and you're saying, here's the numbers from the FBI. Not TRS, not House rules. This is from the FBI. You are wrong. Crime does not go up in cities that have more, that have more legal gun owners. I don't know how to fight this with them.
Oh, you know, I heard an interesting statistic on that. On the way up, I'm up in L.A. right now, and on the way up here, I was listening to Larry Elder, and he had David Clark on, you know, the Milwaukee sheriff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Larry pointed out, and they were talking about all the various different statistics, and Clark is probably one of the most outspoken opponents of the whole Black Lives Matter thing.
Right.
And obviously, he gets a lot of airplay, especially with those of us on the right, because he's a black Democrat of a major city in law enforcement, and he pushes against that grain. But one of the things Elder pointed out, they were trading statistics back and forth, that of police officers killed in the line of duty in the last year, 40% of those deaths came at the as a result of a black. And because they were talking about the percentage of blacks and whites that are killed by police officers and, you know, all of the anti-black lives matter data that show that that stuff is a narrative based on all kinds of things other than truth.
Right.
And it wasn't so much a Black Lives Matter issue, but it was a statistic that nobody talks about because they, you know, the big key issue that Obama talked about that a lot of these things do is the issue of overrepresentation. That compared to their percentage of the population, 12 or 13%, blacks are far more incarcerated, far more arrested, far more this and far more that. An Elder points out that, you know, 40% of the officer killings in the last year were at the hands of blacks, which is a completely uncomfortable fact in the context of this narrative. And most of the stuff I've heard before, that was one I had never heard. Had you?
Yes. Actually, I had heard it before. I actually did a rundown the other night of the realities of the numbers, right? When you think about the numbers of the left wants everything to be exact. So if there's 69%, if America is 69% white, then 69% of the occupants of jail should be white.
Right.
Right? So
disparate impact.
Right, right. I mean, you hear them run down the numbers, you go, oh, my God, that's amazing. Now, here's the deal. I joke about this in the community that I grew up in. I grew up in an Italian community in Boston. And I always say that, you know, it's funny how the cops came into town and they only arrested Italians. Well, you know, that's not true, obviously. You know, it's 110% Italian. But there were Irish guys arrested there. There were black guys arrested there. There were people who came into the neighborhood and tried to, you know, commit crimes in the neighborhood. So people do come in as an outside influence to the neighborhoods. But they don't see it that way. I shouldn't say this. They won't see it that way. And so the numbers I was working on numbers that gave real numbers as to how many blacks are incarcerated, how many are killed in the inner city, by what colors. And these are all FBI stats. They still won't use them, Michael. You still can't get them to accept FBI statistics.
Right.
I don't know how you fight it.
Yeah, and I think you actually shared, Monday I had published an article specifically on this issue about the use of statistical stuff. And it always reminds me, one of Tom Sowell's books that I read years ago, Race and Culture. And Sowell points out that it's almost completely rare, almost like never occurs, with the exception of with intentional governmental involvement, that no matter how you slice any kind of culture or society, that various different jobs or athletic endeavors or educational pursuits or whatever never line up with racial and cultural makeup and populations. And that's not just the easy ones. That's not just look at the NBA or look at the ownership of nail salons in Southern California, you know, two extreme examples, both of which are dominated by one particular race. But across time and culture and countries, you never see it. It just, to expect that in any way you look at society, that a particular population of, again, whatever the pursuit is, that it would necessarily reflect the surrounding demographic percentages is a made-up idea. It's just never, ever happened.
No, and again, I love the fact that they won't give in to real facts, except when they're trying to shove them down your throat. And then if you disagree with them, they're right there, they're real facts. What's wrong with you? There's something wrong with you, kind of thing. So I don't know. Hey, a little bit about this thing in France tonight.
Yeah.
Because I know we don't have a whole bunch of time together like we usually do.
Sure.
But, you know, I heard that happen. My heart went out on that, pretty quick as to, you know, I don't even know how you stop that kind of thing. You know, they're celebrating, in essence, their Independence Day. And here you have the savages, these animals. But the thing, again, I thought was funny was the press, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, wouldn't call it terrorism again. Right away, it was, what, we got one nut job? That put that all together and went down and killed all those people and then got out with a gun and started shooting the place up? I mean, come on, give me a break. Is this something that we're just going to be stuck with forever? What's it going to take before the Dems finally turn around and say, okay, these are acts of terrorism done by a certain group?
You know what? I don't know. It's funny. I'm sure just like you, I subscribe to, you know, a large number of various different news outlets and updates. So whenever anything significant happens, my phone starts buzzing all over the place from all sides. It's CNN and New York Times and HuffPo and Daily Caller and Time Magazine and the LA Times and everybody, right? The first email that I got that was notifying me that something happened was from Huffington Post. So I opened up the article, and it, you know, 75 people killed and all this, and I'm scrolling down, and it's a very long article. And it's describing what happened, and I have to go all the way to the very bottom of the thing, and at the very bottom of the article, they had included in the article, obviously it's an online publication,
right.
A bunch of different social media posts of the event. So pictures from Facebook, pictures from Twitter, pictures from Snapchat, pictures from Instagram. There's a whole series of them.
Right.
In one of the pictures from Instagram...
Okay, you gotta... Listen, hold that thought so they'll come back.
Okay.
I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, meantime.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can read all kinds of stuff up there. You know, we've got some great writers up on the website. Give me your email address. That helps me out tremendously. We send out emails every week. I send you emails just to tell you topics we're going to be discussing, who's coming on the show. Even has a nice little wrap-up of the last five stories we did during the week that you might care about. So I do, and again, you can always unsubscribe, right? You don't even need a college degree to unsubscribe. It's really that simple, okay? Anyway, I am Joe Bassini, your host. Michael Hausman joins me as he does every week. I always enjoy having him on with me. He's our libertarian buddy who has a show of his own on it. Here it's on. In an ungodly hour. However, if you miss it here, you can always pick it up on podcast. Michael, how do they find out about your show and what you got going on?
Easiest thing to do is the website is houserules.us, H-A-U-S rules.us, or on Facebook it's House Rules with Michael Hausman, or Twitter is at MP House.
Yeah, hold on, I'm still writing. Anyway,
you should have, at least for the sake of the radio, said, "Oh yeah, well I've got it bookmarked." I mean, there's no way I could know that.
Bookmark? Sure. Well, that's, I'm not going to lie to you though. I don't even get up that early. Why would I bookmark it to listen to that early? You know what I'm saying? I get these little things from you to say Michael is live now, but I usually get them after you're not live anymore.
So that that's was because you've woken up.
That's right. That's right. You got it. Nope. Anyhow.
Hey, I'm having lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, you eat lunch
so
at 10.
Let me just finish
your picture.
Quickly.
Yeah, that Instagram thing, all these services.
So I'm going through this entire HuffPo thing trying to figure out what the heck happened, right? And I'm looking at all these pictures, and like four or five social media posts down, somebody had there was an Instagram, and within the Instagram post, it said terrorism rumors. In the Instagram post itself, in the entire Huffington Post article, that was the only time the word terror or terrorism appeared.
Terrorism rumors.
Yes, and it wasn't even, it was HuffPo obviously put it in because of the picture of what was going on, nothing to do with a comment on the picture. And I'm like, okay, so I'm thinking, is this one of those crazy truck owners? Is this some radical Amish group? Or is it simply like a really extreme version of, what was that, a couple years ago in Santa Monica at the promenade, some old guy lost it and drove into the, and I was like, well, you know, when I hear in France that 75 people were killed, yeah, put me down for Islamic radical jihadis.
All right, so this is perfect. This is perfect. You go to their front page right now. It says, truck massacre hits France, 80 dead. Attack during Bastille Day fireworks, carnage on the road, bodies everywhere. Truck loaded with arms and grenades, police killed the driver. Nothing. There's nothing here about terrorism or terrorists. I don't get this.
Well, you know, we don't want to jump to any kind of conclusions. I mean, for example, under what circumstance would you even surmise? How could you possibly, of all the various different types of potential motivations for something like this to happen, what would make you pick one?
You know what? A guy getting out with a gun, with a truckload they think there might be a whole bunch of explosives in the trunk, okay? You know, and you know what else I found out? They don't use barriers there in France. Like, we use the cement barriers and such.
Oh, right.
They don't use them because they don't want to live like that. No, they'd rather die like that.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, I suppose maybe I was, one of my buddies commented on a thread about it, like, well, was there a gay bar close by? Because maybe there's, you know, Republicans that are, you know, obviously that's a joke.
But. Yeah. No, I can see that happening. Where are they, Cleveland or Cincinnati? Where are they at?
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Well, if you've been listening to me, I'm sending everybody to Cincinnati, so it'll work out well. They won't get hurt. Anyway, so you know, I'm listening to this, and I'm listening to what's going on, and yeah, you got to watch CNN, MSNBC, like you say, HuffPost. These people are cowards. And I don't know why. This is, whether you want to put a Muslim in front of it or behind it or beside it or hide it somewhere, it's still an act of terrorism, any way you cut it. And right now, today, my number, if I was a betting man in Vegas, I'd be putting it on Islam. Radical Islam.
You know what? The odds that you would have to take, that bet wouldn't pay out because nobody would take the other side of that bet. It'd be impossible. Hey, I got a guy here that wants to put $100 down thinking it's Muslim terrorism. Anybody want to take the other side of that?
Can you see this? Hey, Nikki. Yeah, Nikki the Greek. Over here, this guy wants, he's got a bet for you. That'll work out good. Bring him some whiskey. Yeah. He may take it.
I can't find anybody to take the offer. Maybe like 1,000 to 1 against.
Yeah.
You know, you put up your $100 and somebody say, yeah, I'll throw a dime at it.
You know, it's just but everybody's afraid to say it. And even tonight on O'Reilly, I don't know if you heard, but Hillary Clinton was on O'Reilly tonight. She called in to the show. So he had her on. And one of the things he said, you know, he talked about, we know where they are. We send in the troops. We wipe them out. We get them over with. That's basically what he said.
Right.
You hear a bit of a, did you hear it?
No, but Mark Levin basically said the exact same thing.
Right.
Why at this point are there any of these guys still on the face of the earth?
And then she says, her response is, well, I don't know if I'd go about it that way. Okay. I'm thinking if that should have been synonymous with, so please don't vote for me in November. Okay?
But
Dems will vote for her because she's a Dem. So more of this carnage, if she becomes president, I'm sorry. People think I'm you know, screaming for Trump here, but here's what I'm saying. If she becomes president, be ready for more of this carnage. Just be ready for it. Be ready for the emphasis to be on different lifestyles, okay, and women's rights, and let's not protect us here in the homeland, or actually anybody else around the world.
Right. I mean, because when something like this happens, I mean, how many days of mustache twirling and pearl clutching and what did we do to bring this on ourselves before somebody gets around to actually saying, okay, we know exactly what the hell it is.
Because nobody attacks you. Nobody's mean at you unless you're mean at them first. Right?
Right.
Isn't this the mindset that these people have?
What did you do to bring this on yourself?
What did you do? That's right. That's exactly right. You know, one of the things I talked about, who did I have on the other night? We were talking about the naked, they're going to do a naked protest at the Republican Party.
Oh, you're kidding. Uh-oh.
So, yeah, they're going to, big parking lot full of naked people. And I'm saying to myself, I don't have a problem with people protesting. That sounds like a pretty, pretty docile protest. You know, I don't know what you're going to. You can't hide bombs or guns anywhere, I don't think, anyhow. So they're going to have this protest there, and I'm saying, why would you do that? What is it going to draw your eyes to? What statement are you making that Republicans don't like? You want more naked people? You want to put that in their platform? I don't understand. Was it women? All women? Well, what do you want? More naked women? I can get that. I go down to L.A. There's a whole bunch of them down there. You've got to have a pocket full of... You're not going to touch that, are you? You got a pocket full of ones, but anyhow, and then now there's a group that's buying billboards of Trump and Cruz kissing that they're going to put around the convention that say end homophobia.
Oh my God.
All right, so I'm sitting here going, did they really think that this gets them any place? Is their IQ that low that they don't get it?
Well, you know what? It's interesting that you mention that, because that actually is part of the topic of the op-ed I was writing right before we went on air.
Oh, wow.
And we've only got a couple of minutes left, but the fundamental thing is this, is Republican Party favorability is down. Pew just published last week a list of all the things that are concerning to Americans, and none of them are social issues. But earlier in the week, I saw a headline on Time Magazine said, GOP platform contemplates anti-porn provision, embrace of conversion therapy. There were Republicans in the middle of this world that we're living in are actually trying to include in the Republican platform anti-porn provisions and gay conversion therapy.
Well, wait a minute. Let's be fair about this. They're doing that so they don't get murdered by terrorists.
Oh my gosh. when I see stuff like that, the idea that Republicans are the party of individual freedom and small government, and I see stuff like this, and I'm like, regardless of what your opinion is on pornography or homosexuality, is that really the way the Republican Party is going to broaden its appeal?
I'm not so much worried about them. I think they'll broaden their appeal once they actually grow a spine and take a stance on real issues that are going on, and the rest will fall into place, but I don't know. They're chasing their tails all around the place. We're watching it happen. Michael, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find you again.
Easiest thing, at MP House on Twitter or houserules.us on the web. Thanks so much, Joe.
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me. Appreciate your time with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We've got a lot coming up at the top of the hour.